Do Less Guest episode 33. Thank you to all the new Do Less guests. As you know, it's the giving time of giving. So we're giving $1,000 to one lucky Do Less guest. So cross your fingers and tell your friends about it. Get signed up. We've a big reason why we've ended season one of Do Less, God Bless, is so we could devote more to Do Less guests as a whole. I think it's gonna be fun. We have comments now.
Oh,
so check this out if you're watching.
This is a new, like, kind of 2021. We actually got early access. This is a brand new feature to come to the internet. You can, let me see if I can explain it. You can, like, literally type a comment, and Trey and I can see it. It's wow. Awesome. We just got it. We're very excited.
No, on the premium site here. So you pulled up. We have some comments here. What, you said you know this is in reference to? Aubrey said, it sounds like Jake's favorite person is Jake.
When I first read that, I was like, yikes, that must mean I'm into myself. But we were talking about, like, our favorite types of people. And I just described someone who, like, has no shame and is, like, willing to do anything.
Yeah.
I guess Aubrey's like, that's you.
Yeah. And then Rachel said, first podcast as a DLG. Joined yesterday. Couldn't go without these podcasts. Excited to be a guest. We are too. So get in those comments. That's how we want to get your feedback. We want to kind of read. I think we'll read comments every episode, as well as I start a new email, so you could really send us. We want to keep the two guidance bit going. We'll guide you in all your. If you need advice, Jake and I are the best at giving.
We are the guys for the guidance.
We have. What other segments were we doing? We were doing spoken word up,
and then the emails for females, which kind of blur the lines of two guidance. Yeah, but either, we'll read your emails.
Do less guest. At TreyKinner.com.
Guests?
Yeah, it should have an S, huh?
Yeah.
Do less guests at TreyKinner.com. So email that with it. We're going to get to all those fun emails and comments, and we're reading your stuff, and we'll talk about it here. But
yeah, hope you enjoy the podcast. We, Trey and I are the co-host. You guys are the guest. Yes. And there's no ads. Actually, you guys are the advertisers as well, because you pay for this.
Yep, no ads. So
ad-free here.
Ad free, we have there's some never before seen sketches up right now. Haven't been posted. Newlyweds be like, The Bachelor spoof, one of my favorites. So we're dropping The Bachelor spoof on January 4th for everyone, which I'm very excited about. Sean Lowe, I thought he was going to give me Sean Lowe's one of the famous Bachelors. He's been a fan of mine. I asked him for a little cameo. He didn't respond, but then he did. And then he didn't respond again. So I don't know. Maybe.
Playing very hard to get.
Yes.
Hard
maybe to batch. Maybe I'll bother him one more time. But
yeah, if you were a part of the live stream show that we did a few weeks ago, then you've seen the Bachelor video, and hopefully you enjoyed it. But yeah, it's one of Trey and I's favorite videos we've made this year, so we're excited to get it out there and post it for everybody.
That you did is awesome. It killed the very start of it. Just kills me. The music and the B-roll of the waterfalls, it's perfect. I mean, we truly just mimicked their, like, actual
trailer. Yeah.
Are you keeping up with The Bachelorette at all? Or?
No. I lost interest so fast. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I used to really be into watching it, but I don't know. Well, it moved to Tuesdays, and I have a thing on Tuesdays.
And you're no longer a bachelor, so maybe that plays into it.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't fun for me.
Yeah, there's probably a little bit of that.
Yeah.
There used to be. Because there always seemed to be at least a couple of, like, the girls each season who happened to follow me.
Yeah.
So that I felt like, oh, Claire follows me. I'm going to draft her. She's, we're basically besties at this point. But yeah, there's less of.
When you say draft.
Yeah, we do like a. So that was a big. Me and the group of guys would do like a fantasy draft.
Ah.
So you'd be like, okay, I've drafted these four girls.
Okay.
Which isn't a perfect system. It just kind of feels like whoever happened to pick the winning girl pretty much wins every year.
Okay.
But. And then you have some where, like, I had one year where, like, three of my four girls were just gone night one.
Mm.
Like, well. Don't care as much anymore.
That is kind of fun, though. That would probably keep me.
Yeah, it does make it pretty
more
entertaining, but it's kind of, they know what they're doing, but I've always wanted, like, can you not, I wonder what the reason is for, because every bachelor is clearly like a pretty vanilla guy. They're not picking some hilarious, like, big personality type guy. It's a guy who,
that's what
he's pretty calm and he, I'm sure ladies love him. And he's a nice enough guy, but yeah, I'm like, what if you threw just a crazy guy in the mix? Wouldn't that be entertaining?
Every time I've watched the show, the guys are just, what's a good comparison? The guys are Cheerios.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I'm not excited to eat Cheerios, but at least I know what I'm going to get out of Cheerios. Yeah. I feel like that's how the girls see it too. Like, well, he's hot and his personality is like, at least it's, you know, it's vague and
you think the show's ever had some Fruit Loops?
Fruity Pebbles. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a Cheerio, and we want like a Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
So a classic, a strong guy, but with a lot of flavor.
Yeah, and maybe like a Captain Crunch. Oops, all berries. You ever seen those?
Okay.
They make it seem like they made a mistake. That literally on the box it says, "Oops, all berries."
Oops. We made it more delicious. Oh, our bad.
That's what I want, though. Seriously, I'd never seen The Bachelor until last season, and I was very shocked at just like the lack of personality in the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, because I remember Travis Kelce.
Our boy.
Great tight end. He's a great football player, but he had a show where he did dating, and he's more of like this personality. Mm-hmm. I watched some of it, and it was not, I don't know if it was necessarily his fault. I think it was just kind of a weird show, but maybe there's something to not having this guy who's like this crazy entertainer. Maybe they pick these guys because it comes off a little more sincere and it's a little more believable. These people are truly there's trying to find their forever soulmate, and it's less of entertainment. I think that must be their like the producer's thought process.
I guess they see America as a commodity of people who just when they look at someone they're like, you can't be funny and want love. These things cannot coexist. Right. You need to be serious, okay? And that's how you get a wife. Be serious. True.
That's a good point. Because you have some guy probably cracking jokes when he shouldn't or something, and like a lot of people get upset by it, but it is funny.
Yeah.
So
I would love to go on The Bachelor, and I would love or The Bachelorette and just do a bunch of things that no one's ever done before. I don't want to go on The Bachelor. But
I would love to go on The Bachelor. Just end it there. I would love to go on The Bachelor.
Are they casting just the one bachelor? How does that work? How do I just become a guy? But I would love to, like, you know, maybe it's like the fourth episode or whatever. I'm about to have like my first kiss with the bachelorette. And right when like we lean in, I'm just like jerk back. Ew! You were going to kiss me!
Ew!
That's gross!
That's Whoa.
Have you kissed other guys before?
I thought we were just friends.
Yeah. What are you here for?
Yeah.
I love the free alcohol and the tuxedo they gave me when I showed up. This is awesome.
This is great. The mansion? I'm just hanging out with bros all day long? These guys are cool.
Garrett grew up down the street from me. This place is awesome. I
can't believe it. Get you off were my phone kiss for me. A few weeks?
Yeah, this is nice. A little social media fast?
Yeah.
What are you here for? I think you're here for the wrong reasons. I'm trying to take a lip nap on my face.
Oh, get out of so here. Good.
Yeah, I would love to do all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah.
I would get kicked off pretty quick after that.
Probably, they probably wouldn't like it.
Your new strategy. I just, the whole time, play so dumb and act like I don't know which TV show I'm on. So you just see the first night when all the like men are staying there, 30 guys, and I'm just like searching around frantically. I'm just looking around, and there's like, Jake, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to find the immunity idol. Yeah. Why is no one else looking for
She's
it?
Like,
I don't want to get voted off.
Yeah, like the final rose, it's to Tyler. You guys say your goodbyes. And you're like, mic drop. Look at it. You're going crazy. You whittled this thing with like little puka shells on it. You're like, no, not this week. I'm like, Jake, get out of here. You stop.
You're
building fire. I got it.
That should keep us warm for a little bit. Maybe, the next season I get to be the bachelor somehow. I've got two girls in front of me, and I'm like, ooh, this is a classic roadblock scenario. I'm going to go through Crystal first, loop my way around, back to Bethany. Jake, what are you talking about? Amazing Race.
Amazing Race.
I got a roadblock.
Yeah.
I have to choose one.
Are you kidding me? But I thought we had an alliance, and you vote me out. That's
for you, I'd like to buy a ring, and for you, I'd like to buy a vowel.
Yeah.
What do we think? Where's Pat Sajak? Where's Vanna? I love these shows.
You go on like a one-on-one date, you just start like, I am Jake, I am 28, and this is Who's Loving You by the Jackson 5.
When
I can't believe those shows. I don't know how these guys do it, man. I saw they were doing like legit wrestling each other.
The men on the show? Yeah.
I would seriously be like, I'm just not gonna do this.
I
that guy's
her.
Gonna absolutely
I yeah. don't want you in the ring.
I've never did I once like in my signing up for this say I could beat up other guys. I'm not doing that. I mean, these guys are hurting each other. I don't know. I wonder how they would edit that, because I would truly just like, I'm not doing this.
Like, can I just like, I'll do a different challenge.
Yeah,
like the Amazing Race. I'll do the whatever that's called. I'll do the other one, the more cerebral one.
Yep.
I don't want to wrestle you in yeah, a bunch of
oil. It's very weird. But yeah.
You fake an allergy. That's what you
fake
do.
Fake an allergy.
I'm allergic to whipped cream, so I can't even, I can't get in that pit anyway.
If it was anything else.
If it was, It was shea butter. Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
Count me in.
I'm lactating intolerant.
I can't be around lactating women. It throws me off.
Throws me off. I
start sneezing.
Back from the honeymoon, man. Had a little illness. So I alluded to incorrect opinions, but whole story.
That's what you get on this podcast. You get the full story.
We went to St. Lucia. Beautiful space. You know, it's a weird thing. We made the decision like 2 weeks before we left. Like, okay, we're going to do it. Because she has PTO that expires this year. So like we have to use it to do some kind of trip. It's one of those weird deals where this foreign country, we've booked it. And they're kind enough to be like, we will hold your funds and you can you can use it in the next like 12 months. So we're kind of like, we need to use, I mean, we only do one honeymoon, so it's like several $1,000s that we're going to lose it or use it.
Kind of like decide, PTO.
Yep. We're doing it. And fortunately, this country, they require just, you got to get on board with a negative PCR COVID test. I don't know, there's different ones.
Is that like the ligament in your knee? What is the PCR?
PCR, no, that's...
It's the radio station. That's the...
That's a PSL, yeah. It's... So I guess the test you get in like 15 minutes is not PCR.
Okay.
It's not, I guess, as accurate as the one where like you get it, you send it to a lab, you get it a few days later.
PCR.
So first things first, we do that. I was like, let's do two of them just to be safe. Because you never know.
PPCR.
And think test one, which was like the one, you know, was the phase one. The second was the backup, right? Okay. We get it, gets it back. They say, sorry, we can't process it. Like, the guy at Walgreens forgot to like put your name on it. Like, what? So this is like 2 days before we leave. I get this. We malfunction.
Your final exam. I guess you didn't forget to put your name on it. The teacher just didn't. Erased your name.
I called them. I'm like, so how do you know it's mine if my name?
Yeah, wait, so how are you calling me?
And she was, and I could tell she like herself got confused for a minute. Didn't really know how to answer. She's like, the state's rules, they just can't.
You know PCR.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how PCR goes, the politics of PCR. I'm trying to be PC.
So our backup plan, we're kind of like, okay, this is going to be a close one. And our flight is 6 a.m. Friday. We get the email with our negative results 6 p.m. Thursday night.
Good.
So it's like, we're literally, I'm minutes away from postponing our trip or something, like it just going to the next day. So we get it. Okay. First forced ordeal. Figured out. We go. Very beautiful. It's fine. Everyone on the flight has their negative test. You know, that's how you have to get there. So, you know, in a way, it feels like this is the safest place I've been.
Oh, yeah. I'm
all
sure
year.
You're hugging, high-fiving people. Yeah. You PCR? I PCR. What's up, dude?
What's up,
hey,
dog?
Good to see you.
So you land, and the St. Lucia there is like they're temperature checking everyone as they come in the country, and they daily temperature checks. You're like, okay, whatever. Wouldn't you know it, day four hits.
Here we go.
I have a fever.
That's not PCR.
And I think it's something I ate or something. It's a lot of headache and like stomach stuff. But that's what's crazy. COVID is every symptom you've ever experienced.
Yeah.
Oh, but I don't have anything respiratory at all. This is a respiratory disease. Nothing respiratory at all. Don't have a cough, anything. But my tummy hurts. You could have it.
You're still like terrified. You don't want to find out your tummy hurts.
Like, there's no way, but I guess. And then they're like, if you have COVID there, they lock you up for 2 weeks, I think. So I'm like... My head's kind of spinning. Me and Katie literally don't ever have this conversation. I'm like, I know if I bring it up, she's going to freak out. And I think she's thinking the same thing. So we don't even talk about it.
You're both like, sick and both just not talking
she's
about
not
that
sick.
You're sick.
She's
oh,
not
okay,
sick.
Okay.
But she's just like, it's going to be fine. And I'm just hammering and Tylenol. I get my fever down. I just don't feel like great. And luckily, I feel my fever's gone. We fly home, do another test just to be sure. We're about to go see some of her family for Christmas. I'm negative, so I definitely don't have it. But by the way, I'm negative. I haven't told you that.
Oh, great.
And so who knows what the heck it is, but that's why I spent my trip, man. Just pretty much sick. We had a beautiful, like, open plan where, and she got not sick, but she had some stomach issues as well as I did, not as bad. But basically, we're just like trading off going to the bathroom in this beautiful, like, honeymoon resort.
Kind of just tag teaming like, the St. Lucia facilities.
Yeah.
It's like, a fun honeymoon.
This is a nice honeymoon. Oh, and it's just, I couldn't, I went to Europe once in college or France, because like the food there, like, oh, okay. And we finally got to London and we just pounded a Five Guys. It was just like, it's America's food's the best.
It's awesome.
It is.
It's awesome.
So I struggle with the foreign country thing because I'm like, I just need some Chipotle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do 3 days of their exotic food is kind of fun. We're like, holy cow, I need like a Jimmy John sandwich.
I just need to go to a place, even just mentally, I just need to go to a place and already know what I want.
Yeah.
Rather than just like every day being like, this seems like it'd be good to have shellfish in it. Let's roll the dice.
You've been a lot of places. Like, what is Russia's food like? What is New Zealand's food like?
Russia's food was not great. My saving grace there was the McDonald's has bone-in chicken wings.
Mm.
That was awesome. Yeah. Once I discovered that, I did not stop going. I think they call it Macca's there. No, that might have been Australia. Oh, I'm just so well traveled.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to know.
Probs. Travel probs.
Somewhere it's called Macca's. Everywhere abroad, everywhere other than America, though, the McCafe section of McDonald's is amazing. Like, they take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. Ours is just like a part of McDonald's and just like, you know, get a coffee, right. Frappe, whatever. Most other foreign McDonald's I've been to, it's like a separate, sometimes it's a separate, like, part of the store. You have to walk to it, and it's like very fancy, very nice.
Hmm.
I'm not really answering the question. New Zealand food.
Is it pretty American?
Yeah, I mean, they take the dollar there, so
I feel like Australia is like pretty American. I feel like they have similar vibes.
You would think, like, I'm trying to think now, like, I would think in Australia I would have, or in New Zealand I would have seen a lot of like lamb or sheep, because they have a lot of that, but I didn't. And you'd think in Australia you'd see a lot of like kangaroo jerky or something. I don't think I saw that either.
Yeah,
I think it'd be like
eating. Have you been to London?
No.
It's like, you were in Australia or only New Zealand?
No, I was in both. Yeah.
Did Australia kind of feel like you were walking around in the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to like the two biggest cities in Australia, so I felt like I went to Chicago and Portland, basically.
Yeah. Oh.
That was the comparisons Portland. They gave us.
So there's like a ton of homeless people running around.
Yeah, and everyone had thin rimmed glasses. It was awesome.
Cool.
Kept on my coffee.
Okay. The Portland of the Southern Hemisphere, they call it. Perth.
Yeah. Portland was Melbourne, just if anyone's curious, and Chicago is Sydney.
Okay. Didn't make it to Perth.
Didn't make it to Perth. Totally
third city I know. Melbourne.
Brisbane. I know that's a city. Brisbane. I don't know where.
Okay. Well, that's a thing. Go ahead.
Nothing. No. Actually, I want to go back to something you said earlier. When you were like, by the way, I'm negative. I feel like obviously you get that that's a ridiculous thing, but that happens all the time when like you're hanging out with someone like, some of my coworkers kind of came down with it, so I'm awaiting my test results right now. Like, while you're hanging out with someone.
That's
like,
happened to you?
Oh, yeah, multiple times.
Oh, no. That happened to like a friend of a friend. I don't want to name too many names, but it's like this person we know who's, we haven't seen them because like we want, like I work with some like older, I'm a physical therapist, work with some older people. I'm not going to hang out in groups. Like, gotcha. We haven't seen them. But then I guess they were hanging out with a few other people and they're like, yep. One of my patients has COVID, so I'm just kind of fingers crossed. And everyone in the room is kind of like, okay.
Right now? Right now your fingers are crossed?
Yeah.
I think that's so crazy. Yeah. Like, not to get too, whatever, graphic or, not graphic, whatever. Like, imagine you are being intimate with someone.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, you say, by the way, I'm waiting my test results for my STD.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I'm still waiting.
Even if it's true, don't say it. Yeah. Not to be graphic, but...
Well, normally we keep it pretty PG.
We do.
And I'm not married.
Right.
So I don't even know really what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm just
good
guessing.
Good for you.
It's that wrestling they do on The Bachelor.
Pure boy. Yeah, not to be graphic, but my stool looked like honey mustard.
Okay. Yeah. You wouldn't go there? Tell me
little
more.
Boy jokes. No, I had all my boys over yesterday. Our fantasy football group, our whole league was over yesterday.
Cool.
Which is something we planned like a month ago, and I was so excited about. So I'm sitting here, one, I'm like, well, I feel well enough for it. I felt good enough to do it, but then Katie was kind of like, but you might, I mean, you most likely don't, but you might have it. And so, I went and got a piece. I went through Walgreens right when we got back Friday morning. And of course, I guess they don't process it on the weekends. The last one we did took like 24 hours. Of course, this one isn't. So I'm here Saturday afternoon. I'm like, on the off chance, it would just suck if I like knew maybe I had it. And I got my result Monday that somehow I was positive. And nice. I just had to hit him. I was like, by the way, guys, I just pulled that on him. I was like, by the way, we all hung out yesterday. So I do have it.
Totally had it the whole time. Have fun with your grandparents on Friday.
Let me say. So I did. It was funny because I think some people just don't care because I hit them a lot. Like, guys, here's the issue. Here's what's happening. And I actually went and got a rapid test Sunday morning to like get it. But I was like, I'm gonna need a test in the morning, but there's a chance that I have it, which means we couldn't watch in my house. So like, someone else maybe wanna, if their place is open, FYI. And everyone was just basically like, nah, man, I bet you're fine.
Yeah, you look fine to me. You look healthy.
Basically, no one was like wanted to offer to host it. It was like, we'll just put all our eggs in the basket that you'll be fine. We'll see then.
I just like, all right. I won't kiss you goodbye, and yeah. We'll just call it good.
Yeah,
that's nice.
So yeah, that is weird when people are.
Yeah. By the way, I'm waiting to hear back whether or not I have this disease, this virus. So, yeah. You're like, okay, cool.
You know, let's grab lunch. I don't think I want to anymore. Yeah. But I thought triplet tray triple is a segment we've done here on the Do Less Guess, which is it's just a fun play on our names because our names are both meaning three, which is cool.
I think we're related, like ancestrally, like way down the line.
Yeah,
we are related somehow.
That makes sense. I'll never forget when I didn't really know any Trays growing up because I'm Thomas the Third, so I go by Trey.
Mm.
I was around a ton of Trey as I got to the point where I was pretty good at basketball, so then there was way more black people involved.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was all my white buddies, then I got good, so.
You kind of rank up.
Yeah, yeah.
Prestige.
And so every time I was on the court, there was another, they'd be like, go ahead, Trey. There's always a Trey on the other team, which I was just like, yeah, I always thought, like, I have a cool black name. I remember a guy saying, like, Trey Kennedy, that's, you kind of like a black name. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I watched an interview of Jimmy Butler calling J.J. Redick like the blackest white dude he knows. And J.J. Redick literally is like blushing. He's so like honored that he told him that. It's so funny because that's how I've always felt. And I got to a fraternity in college, which is like the whitest thing you can do.
Mm.
And there was like six Trays.
Oh.
But it's just, I was like, that's just so interesting. I never knew any Trays. Uh-huh. And someone pointed out like, well, it's a fraternity. There's a lot of Gerald the Thirds.
Yeah.
So I remember we did a show once where, I don't know if you remember this. We brought up a girl on stage who was like, and my son is Trey. He's also Thomas the Third. I was like, well, there's a lot of white people here. There's probably a lot of Treys in the house.
A lot of juniors and thirds and fourths. Sure.
So triplet tray triple is where we discuss, we each pick three of our top of whatever topic it is. So I thought we're sick. I would have been sick. I haven't been that sick in a long time. So what's your triplet tray triple, Jake, of illnesses?
Illnesses that you've experienced. Just favorite illnesses.
Yeah. I am in a weird camp where there's a decent part of me that enjoys being sick.
Okay.
And in a way, so like there's a moment of the honeymoon where I felt bad enough where no part of it is enjoyable. But there was this one day where I was like, I was chilling at maybe 75%.
Okay. Right?
I didn't feel like doing anything, but I truly enjoyed just drinking my water and reading my book by the pool. And I was just like, this is actually, I'm kind of enjoying this. I'm just fully, I feel fully right in just laying here for 15 hours straight. That's what I like about being sick.
I watched the Office episode yesterday where they get like the dummy and they're trying to practice CPR on it.
Yeah.
And they make some comment about like, it doesn't have any arms or legs. And Michael's like, Kevin, no arms or legs is basically how you exist now. You don't do anything. Like that's you on vacation.
Yep.
I don't need my arms or my legs. If someone can hold the book and pour me some water in my mouth, like that's all I need.
True.
So let me lay here.
True.
So, okay. The first thing that comes to mind, I guess this is kind of an illness. My senior year of football, I tore a ligament in my knee. And it was definitely a big bummer. But one cool perk of it was I was pretty tight with our coach. And I knew our playbook really well. And so he was like, hey, because you're injured, that stinks. But we can utilize this. I'm going to like sit up top in like the crow's nest and get a good view of the field.
Mm.
Jake, you can wear the headset. And I'm going to call the plays to you and you like relay them in to like the quarterback to the huddle. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't see a lot of other high school boys calling out plays. It was awesome. He let me call some plays every now and then. So that was kind of sweet. I felt like a little, you know, Mike Martz would have been a good comparison at the
time.
Yeah,
you're kind of like Professor X or something.
Just what like is this, that from?
Just the genius guy in a wheelchair for the X-Men.
I was in a wheelchair just for sympathy points. Could walk just fine.
Right.
But I wanted to, they would wheel me out to do the coin toss.
I've never been wheelchair bound, but it sounds like a thing that would be fun for a few months.
I
just whipping that thing around.
One time in college, I moved into this loft just for the month of January, just like a, all that, you know, Jan term. It was 3 weeks, hyper, like, intensive course. And when I moved in, there was a wheelchair in there. It was awesome. So for 3 weeks, I got very good at the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, doing wheelies and, like, turns and everything.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, if, you know, I don't want to say it, but if I were to be paralyzed, I could get down on, like, some wheelchair pickleball or wheelchair frisbee
I
or something.
Think since the wheelchair obviously has some connotation of, like, illness and disease and stuff, if that wasn't the case, I think it would have replaced, like, the Razor scooter. I mean, you'd see kids all over your neighborhood just going down the hill 30 miles an hour, going through the park, going off a ramp.
It's awesome. I mean, you're sitting down. It's yeah. so nice.
So fun.
And yeah, you just pop wheelies and like, oh, yeah. You know, it's kind
yeah.
of fun.
Yeah.
Love wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, my first one is high school MCL tear.
Mine would be mononucleosis.
Yes. That is one part nucleose.
Just one part kissing. You ever had it?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But I'm still waiting on my results.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
I'm doing PCR, so it takes a while.
No, I think you'd pretty much know. Well, I think most people get pretty sick.
Yeah, my sister got it, and her spleen like is still like, if she does like a ton
she's
of exercise.
She's got a bad spleen.
Bad spleen. It gets big.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's like, feel it. Feel my spleen. I'm like, I'm not going to feel your spleen. She's like, it's getting big right now. Yeah. I'm like, you might be pregnant.
Ah, spleen swelling up. Better call it a day.
Seriously, she's like, I need to lay down. My spleen's getting big. I'm like, maybe lay down okay. at a doctor's office.
Yeah, I've... So a lot of people characterize it as it's kind of a thing that makes you very fatigued. Have you ever heard of someone who like, I had mono and I was tired for like 6 months? You ever heard of those people?
And I wonder about those people.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what? You were just lazy. Yeah, when I think about it, I had it and I was, it got me good. I had a fever for like 10 days or something.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I was lost weight and I would pretty much just sleep very long, and then I
sounds
we
awesome.
Had, yeah, we had a mattress set up in the living room. So
you
I
lost moved. Weight and got to sleep very long.
Yes, that's what. See, that's what I'm saying.
This is why a little it bit of it the top was three. Sick.
And yeah, that's why it's a top three. I would sleep 12 hours a night, then move. We had a mattress set up in the living room, and I just lay there and watch TV and play video games. And I remember I was feeling so poorly that I talked my parents into giving me some of my leftover Loratab from like a procedure I had. So they gave me like half of one. Which, I mean, those things are, you see how people get hooked on them. I mean, if you have any pain, it just disappears.
I think they give them to, like, horses before they slaughter them.
Yeah,
just to put them down
and
easy.
And I played Call of Duty on half a Loratab, and, I mean, some of the best Call of Duty I've ever played. I was so hyper aware. Anytime I saw a guy, it's like if I saw a guy shot at me, it was like it was happening in real life. That's how my body was reacting to it.
Oh,
I was
wounded. Oh! Medic!
And, yeah. So... It was just, I'll never forget it. And I finally recovered. It was 2 weeks at home, no school. I mean, it was fire.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of another one I had that also improved my body, which I liked. I had a terrible cough that lasted like 10 to 14 days, like 2 winters ago. Just like couldn't get rid of it. It was really
whooping cough, they call it.
Yes, perhaps.
Whoop your behind.
Yes, I'll tell you what else it whooped. My abs into shape. You cough for 10 days straight, you're looking chiseled.
Nice, dude.
Best my abs have looked since like adulthood started, really.
Wow.
And
see?
I need that back. I'm going to try to contract a whoop cough soon.
That's what I'm saying. I think, you know, I went on a honeymoon where usually you gorge yourself at an all-inclusive. I wonder what the staff thought at the all-inclusive when over a 48-hour period. So we did one resort 4 nights, another 2 nights. Kind of like the last 2 nights were going to be... We kind of a little more expensive, you know, didn't want to stay there 6 nights, but like, this would be a fun experience.
Mm-hmm.
All inclusive there, really balled out. And our all inclusive orders for the 48 hours we were there were like 19 waters and a salad and bread.
In Sprite, if you have it.
Yeah. So I'm sure they were probably pretty concerned what was happening in our room. But that's what I mean. Usually you come home, you gain a bunch of weight. I got to get my body right.
Yeah.
I'm lighter, man. I came home, I'm like, I'm going to eat bad the next few days. I haven't eaten bad all week.
You're trying to put some weight on.
Yeah.
Now, it's like, hey, it's winter. I could use a few.
There's perks, man. There's perks.
Good for you.
Trying to think. Shout out to the swine flu.
Swine in 09.
I had the swine in 09, man. I had the swine flu.
Really?
Shout out to that. It's kind of a fun thing where I got the flu vaccine once in 09, and that's the time I got the flu, which is a coincidence I've heard.
Maybe. Probably.
I wonder if I had some sort of flu, because this year I got the vaccine for the second time in my life. And
the flu vaccine.
Yes.
Okay. It's like, how did you get it?
Wait, hey, I don't believe in science. I think it's more of a belief. Than it, I'm kidding. I know I got the flu vaccine. What were you saying?
Sorry. I just moved to a new place, got a new roommate. He put on our coffee table. He's like, guys, I got table topics. It's this thing, you know, just like he was being like goofy or whatever. So we pull up the first table topic. Hopefully this doesn't make people too upset. It's like, what is more important to society, science or art? And we're like, seems obvious, right?
As artists ourselves, like, I have to say art. I'm an artist. I hate when people use... I had one of my agents on a call. We were talking about the next year's tour and this and that, mm-hmm. which, do less guess, we're being pushed back again. But they're saying, energy is saying July is when the tour's starting. And I'm going to tour. We're going to be on the road July, off and on, through the, all year. We're hitting, like we're hitting months. The West Coast. We're hitting Utah. We're hitting Atlanta. We're hitting Dallas. And
it's gonna be so awesome.
My agent was just talking about all the ins and outs of it. It's like, we just want to do this and that just so you can go out there and focus on your art.
Yeah, I and can't I was, stand and the I was word just, art
which is I guess, you know, my agents are just really want to make sure that I'm sure they want to know.
You're doing it like respectfully, right? Obviously.
But I'm like, I'm gonna go out there and make jokes about like boobies or something. You know, it's like, what, I'm an artist?
Whoa, we didn't know you were gonna get graphic today, Trey.
Sorry. I actually don't make jokes. I don't know why I said that. I don't make any jokes about that, but
yeah. But you could, and it would be art.
Maybe I will, and it's because it's my art.
Yeah, I think of like Wedding Crashers when he's like the gothic son is just like, you don't care about my art, dad.
Yeah.
That's like people who like,
it's my art,
it's my art,
science or art. Yeah, seems like, I don't know, what do we need more, the Mona Lisa or a vaccine? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, what were you, your third illness? Oh yeah, swine in 09,
man. That was a tough one. Pretty sick. I just think it's funny that the 2 years I've gotten vaccines are the two times I've probably been the sickest. So makes you think. No, I'll keep getting it.
We get very conspiratorial on the Do Less Guest.
But I think I experienced my first big boy illness where we looked this up. Katie had this thought, which makes sense to me, and then my parents mentioned it, but this is a real phenomenon called the letdown effect, where you're working really hard, vacation.
Oh, yes.
You turn it completely off.
We've talked about this many times, yeah.
I think that's definitely what happened to me.
Yeah.
Because most brand deals we've ever had, very busy, on top of like, I wanted to get ahead in content so I can completely not work. So it's like we work double time and then turn all off.
Dude, you're right. Because we were just talking about that at the end of these most recent shows.
Yeah, you're right.
You were like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm probably going to try to like keep myself busy so I don't get sick. Because that's happened to me at the end of like whatever sessions of like work. Yeah, it's easy. I don't know how to name though. It's always fun when you just like, you find
phenomenon
patterns in life. And then it's like, hey, science, which is borderline more important than art, mm-hmm. Has found this to be a thing.
Yeah, I'd say art has more, we have more evidence that art has helped people than science.
I would say art has helped you and I more than in our careers than science has helped us. But man, you watch Breaking Bad, try to tell me science isn't important.
Yeah,
that stuff's true. Awesome.
Meth is very, it's a cornerstone.
It's what built this country. I met a woman playing pickleball last week and she was...
She's on meth?
No. All over the place. Kept asking me if I was using my muffler on my car. I don't know what she was going to do with it. Yeah. Are you using your muffler? If you have an Earl Meyer flask.
You know how cool it is when it's like, just give me that muffler.
Yeah. No, but she was a chemist. And I was like, I got to ask, what do you think of Breaking Bad? And she was like, I've never seen it. I was like, what? There's like a critically acclaimed show about your profession. Right. And he's like the main character and he's awesome. And you haven't seen it? And she hasn't. I couldn't believe that. If there was like a show about whatever we do, I guess I have watched all the shows about whatever we do.
Yeah, maybe.
And they're awesome.
Yeah. Bachelor.
Yeah. Okay, my third illness.
Have you done a second?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did. Sorry. What?
Wait, did I?
Whooping
cough. Oh, yeah,
cough,
the whooping cough.
All right.
I can't remember.
Sweet number three?
My number three... I couldn't think of anything, so I was trying to think of like a movie where a main character got really sick and I was just going to explain the complete plot of that movie. Couldn't even think of that. So
dang.
I don't have a third one. I'm sorry, Dulesca.
Yeah,
especially if it's your first
lousy
time.
Movie.
I was like, any movie I can think of where someone gets really sick, it's a really sad movie. So
right.
Not going to go there. Yeah. I could portray myself as the dog in Old Yeller. That wouldn't make sense. So this is me saying.
You ever had rabies?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
There was a period in eighth grade where I switched toothpaste and I would foam at the mouth a lot. So that could have been rabies.
Yeah.
But it turns out it was just baking soda. So
okay.
I don't know.
Human rabies sounds like a trip.
That's why I love Hawaii so much. They've never had a case of rabies there. It hasn't gotten there yet. No rabies, really? No snakes.
Wow.
And no Jews. That's their policy. Just kidding. Very selective there.
That's true. Yeah. The islands... That's a weird vibe over there.
Just kidding, Hawaii. You guys are great. But your milk is expensive.
Oh, yeah. No cows there.
That's right. No Chipotles.
No Chipotles yet. I heard they were getting Chick-fil-A's, though, which is...
Yes, Honolulu's getting one.
Chick-fil-A's taking over the world.
Yes.
I was talking to somebody who works at Chick-fil-A corporate. I was like, are y'all going, like, international? And they're like, our plan is, like, 2021, 22, like, we're going to start really getting out into Asia and stuff.
I would. Like, wow. I mean, I'd like to think, and Trey, you know me. You know I'm, like, very involved and just intelligent when it comes to, like, foreign affairs and politics. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think the war on Iraq could have been solved way quicker had we given them Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Just if you have a bite
of
just a Chick-fil-A sandwich and dipped in some honey roasted barbecue sauce, I feel you're like, maybe America's not so bad.
Right.
Maybe we should try this whole democracy thing.
Yeah.
Because this is pretty good.
Yeah. Maybe put up your little mini IEDs and grab a chicken mini. These things will solve anything. That could have, it would have been nice.
I think it would have sped up the process a little bit.
Oof, you're right.
George Bush, if you're listening, sorry if now you live with a little bit of regret, but.
Operation Desert Stormy.
Daniels.
Whoa!
Different president.
Yeah. My third illness, man, I'm trying to think of my big ones.
You already did your third.
I'm just a sick boy. Well, now my honeymoon doesn't count.
That was
just a lead in to the triple trip. Because I don't think that's a top three. It was pretty great, though. It's just funny to go on your honeymoon where it's like supposed to be romantic and lovely. And it's like, honey, you got to get off the pot now. I need it back on.
I mean, at least it wasn't like you just got married and now you're like spending a lot of time on the toilet. Because I had a friend who like his wife got sick on their honeymoon.
Right.
And that did not
I've heard a lot
fun.
Of that. I guess, you know, you go to a different country and sure, a lot of people have like a stressful... The wedding season is stressful, so people, I'm sure they get on the honeymoons and they're like, just fall apart.
Yeah.
Love, man.
That's why I've avoided it.
Yeah.
It's smart. Not marriage or like, you know, what am I trying to say? It's not the commitment that's the problem. It's the honeymoon that I'm scared of. I'm scared of getting sick on my honeymoon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary.
You just got a honeymoon in like Utah or something. Play it safe.
Yeah. Topeka.
Yeah.
Nice. Go see the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
How fun would that be?
You might be onto something. I'm trying to.
I don't think I am.
I had a wisdom tooth, deviated septum double surgery in 08. Okay. Summer of 08. Summer Olympics were on. I was laid up on some meds.
It's amazing you can remember this.
Oh, it was lovely.
Wow.
Laid up on my meds, just laid in the living room. And you're supposed to like be upright because I've got all this like stuff in my nose and bleeding and stuff. So I'm just kind of like in a recliner, sleeping on and off all day. So, you know, I wake up at 3 a.m. for a couple hours. USA Women's is playing volleyball against Bulgaria. I'll tune into that.
Sure. That's a bump set, spike it, baby.
7 a.m. Hey, we got a little badminton. China, Japan. This is electric. It was awesome. I always had some entertainment. I remember, my first meal. It's funny how... I make fun of you a lot, and I guess Derek is the same, where you guys eat like you're 9-year-olds.
Yes.
But I've evolved, and like those meals will always hit different, but just like chicken nuggets and fries, I have that less and less just because maybe it's not the best thing for me, and I'll eat this and this. But when you're sick, why is it that humans, like, we love what we love? And when I had these stomach issues and stuff, the only thing I told Katie, I was like, we need to scouge this airport because the only thing that truly sounds even edible to me is just chicken tenders. That's crazy.
It's
when
edible.
When I came out of wisdom tooth, they're like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know why this is what I want, but I just want a simple little hamburger from McDonald's. That's what sounds okay. And I just like would suck on it till like...
I was going to say, I had mashed potatoes for like 8 days straight. Yeah,
I just like sucked on it till I got it down. I don't know. It's just when I'm sick, that's the go-to. I'm like, that's what I need.
Dude, being like laid up during the Olympics sounds so awesome.
It was great.
The Olympics are just one of the coolest things. I think it's so cool that we do that. Like, we compete internationally.
It is cool.
Nothing fuels my patriotism more than probably watching the Olympics.
I love that we as humans are, like, so built on pride and ego that people will do with their lives to something that they don't get paid for at all.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. I feel bad for...
Just for a gold medal.
Most gymnasts.
So we can watch it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
For your country.
Yeah.
For your country.
Right.
Stunt your growth and you won't have a childhood, and you might make it like in some Subway commercials though, if you're the best in the world
at losing weight and concealing heinous crimes.
Oh, was he a gymnast, Jared?
No.
I was talking about like Simone Biles or someone.
Jared, I don't think, was doing any high bars, but...
I think right now he's testing out his flexibility in different ways.
Oh, Jared, who knows what Jared's up to.
Well, he's in prison. It's not going well for him. Shoot, what was I going to say about... Oh, wisdom teeth. One time... So I got my wisdom teeth out probably 4 or 5 years ago. And I was kind of talking to a girl before that. I'd asked her out. She said yes. And then she was like, I could do this Friday. And I was like, oh, I actually just got my wisdom teeth out yesterday or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I was like, so, you know, I won't really be able to eat anything. Plus, like, my face is swollen. I don't really want you to see me like that. She's like, no, no, I don't mind. And like, so I sent her a picture. I was like, look at my face.
Yeah.
She's
no, like, well, actually look at it. Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about, like, I went on the date. Like, what was I thinking? Like, the left side of my face was disgusting. It looked like Shrek. And I went on a date. Oh.
Wow. How did that go?
No. That was the only one we went on.
Okay. Well. Well, yeah. What'd you have? Like, I'll just have a half gallon of mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Can I get mashed potatoes, a lot of gravy, and a straw?
Yeah. I'm going to mix this up and turn into a smoothie.
Yeah. And,
You ever heard of people in wisdom teeth, they get like dry sockets or something?
That
crazy?
Sounds awful.
Just the name dry socket. Like, all you have, they're just like, hey, we just need you to like maybe once a day just clean it to make sure you don't get food back there. I guess some people are like, nah. And then they get dry sockets.
Half inch deep hole in the back of my mouth. I'm sure nothing will burrow itself down in there. Yeah, I'll be
I'm not
fine.
Clean that.
That was always kind of nasty, flushing it out. It was like satisfying when you got it, but like didn't taste great.
How old were you when you got yours out?
24 or so.
Really?
Yeah.
I was 16.
I've read somewhere where like...
Just really mature for my age. Physically, mentally. Artist.
Everywhere. I don't know. Just life of an artist. Mm-hmm. Like even our parents' generation, like none of them really got their wisdom teeth out.
My dad has his.
Still in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like it's becoming this new thing.
Around his neck.
And I don't have like a puka shell.
Yeah.
With wisdom teeth.
It's how I stay wise. It's how I'm so wise. He for sure said that.
Yeah, just a dad joke thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why one of you do less guests, you got to be a doctor out there, right? Why are we getting wisdom tooth surgery at an alarming rate?
More, I think we have a lot more artists listening, so more, not a lot of
more
college
art-based
degrees.
Yeah. Okay.
Why are doctors what? What'd you say?
Like, there's been like pretty much everyone now gets their wisdom teeth taken out at some point, but even 30 years ago, no one did. Where's the big discrepancy coming from? Why are we doing this all of a sudden?
I truly don't know.
Are teeth getting bigger? Are mouths changing?
Yeah, I think evolutionary teeth are getting bigger.
Yeah. And like, but really fast. Like, some people say it takes millions of years.
Right.
But not when you grew up with McDonald's.
No, look at, I think people are evolving really quick. You look at people like, I mean, these people on TikTok, 12-year-olds look like they're 29. Mm. It's just evolution.
Just, they're mature for their age.
Yeah.
TikTok's scary. How's your TikTok lately?
Not too bad. I've debating more and more, like, do I need to, like, because now there's Instagram Reels. Do I need to, like, try more on TikTok and do some of the TikTok-y trends? I don't know. I don't think so.
I just don't want you to devalue your art, though.
Thank you.
You know? Yes.
But I notice a lot of people in my position are starting to do a little TikTok-y stuff. You know, it'll be, like, just the trends.
I've seen Ariel kind of be a little TikTok-y. Yeah.
I think it's just a clever way to, like, try way less hard on your content and still post stuff.
It's a very clever way of just like cheating on your homework basically and not actually learning.
I think we'll just stick to what we're doing for now, but maybe a reel every now and then.
I'd say the well's gonna have to run pretty dry before I start dancing
doing
the trends.
People did love the contemporary dance though. That was
fire.
Kind of made the video
more of that.
I love Loki doing those, and then people are like,
did he used to take
did
dance?
He used to dance? Like, what's your... Do you really... Somebody like, that was actually, like... Like, was he a dancer? That was legitimately good.
The borderline spoke to me.
Or, like, people would go, listen, I grew up dancing, and, like, you clearly dance. You know what you're doing. I'm like...
I can't toe-touch like that.
All you admitted to me is that you grew up being a very bad dancer.
You were not good at dancing.
Yeah.
Here's, I think, our rebrand, Trey. We don't necessarily, we don't do TikTok dancing trends, but we start to do all those prank videos that are always fake, but everyone's falling for them still. I'm so sick of seeing people blow up because of this that I think we should do it too. Where it's like, clearly you're in on the prank and I prank you and you have this crazy reaction. And it's like crazy, like you kind of like stop and look at the camera for a little bit and it's like a perfect thumbnail for the video. But before we get to you in the prank, the first like 3 seconds is your wife in a bikini. So it like starts with that,
yeah.
And then it like kind of like gets people in, and then it's the rest of it is not about that at all.
Well, yeah, it's like, you're like, Trey, look, what? And then I turn back around and you have a blanket on you and I'm like, where's Jake? And I turn back around again and then somehow it's Katie in a bikini. And then I like, oh, love you, wife. And I give her a kiss and then we cut and it's like you. I'm like, what? Did I kissed my co-host? And that is a million views.
Yeah. I've just seen like one girl that you...
He's awaiting his results. Do I have the virus?
Do I have what he has? What do you think it is?
Yeah.
There was a girl that you told me about. I guess I won't dox her name. Then again, it's Dula's guest. She's not going to know. I'll say it. Adley?
That girl? Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you seen her content?
I mean, I just see
it's
wildly successful it is.
Right?
Yeah.
It drives me nuts, though.
Yeah.
Because they hit 3 minutes every time, mm-hmm. and it's just husband-wife prank wars. But
and they're very staged.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess when you're ranking it in, you're just like, let's just keep going. But yeah,
that's
a very,
hustle,
very face. That's how Facebook gets like a bad rap.
Yeah.
Where like that, for whatever reason, is so successful. If you don't know the type of content where it's like, okay, you have seen this a ton. Okay, you have this towel by both ends and the water's running. And you like, so if the water's running, the faucet's like this and the water's running and you have you're like trapped in the middle. It's like, okay, get the towel out without getting it wet.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there like, ooh, what do I do? What do I do? Could I like, and you're trying. And it's just 3 minutes of just like, showing a lot of personality and trying
yep.
this little trick that you for sure were very aware of beforehand.
Yeah, exactly. I saw him do it with like there's a, like a broom holding a bucket of water against the ceiling. And it's like, hey, can you hold this real quick? And then they hold it. It's like, oh, gotcha.
Now what
3 minutes
do?
Of struggling. At the end, it falls on you. Everyone gets what they wanted. Yeah. Everybody wins.
Let me show you this fun trick. Okay, put both your hands on the table. I'm going to put this full beer on top of it. And then I walk away. Aha, you're stuck. And you're like, come here, help me. And then you try to...
Can I use my head? No, you can't use your head. Oh, I want to use my head. How do I get it?
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
we
I know.
We should do that.
That is so interesting when... I feel like we're just like laboring over like how to be truly funny. And these people are just like knocking these out and getting 10 times as many views. And you're just like,
yeah. I'm going to put some sort of... die in your shampoo
yeah.
and record you and make sure you like react like crazy, like almost yeah. like a crazy person when you see it in your hair.
What I want one day, which I feel like very few people would ever be interested in this, but like you note someone like that, or you note this really hot 17-year-old who's got millions of views.
Let's go 18.
Eight. Okay. Yeah. Go. I forgot not everyone's in Kansas. Yeah. And like 10 years later, what's
really
happening?
Not 17.
Because I've been on social media left where I've seen people who are on Vine and stuff who are big or making these gimmicky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them pop up randomly and how like they're just struggling to get the yeah. same views and stuff. It's like finally running out.
Which is nice
it's not
to see
sustainable.
That people are being rewarded for having actual talent.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'd be fascinated to see like this person we're talking about, like what. First of all, like, what's their game plan? I'm sure they're making so much money right now. Maybe they don't care. But, yeah, in 10 years, what are they going to be doing? And it's just, I would love to see updates on these type of people who, like, have this flash in a pan crazy success online because they found this weird gimmick.
Yeah.
And then, like, what are they? Are they just, like, a real estate agent 8 years later? Or, like, what happened?
I've always wondered that about rappers. Like, a rapper who, like, let's say a guy like Blueface, like, blew up in 2019. But then again... I don't know what he's up to now. Like in 10 years from now, will he be selling insurance? Maybe.
That's what's interesting too, what I have respect for, I think, like Post Malone, who's just like consistently topping the charts.
Yeah.
Like that's not, I think at
or
some
Taylor
point.
Taylor Swift, right. Two albums in one pandemic.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I think we forget, like, oh, of course it's Taylor Swift. That's not that hard for her to do, but like.
It's like she's won Grammy. Yeah. She's at the top.
Yeah. Think of how many people who have been the biggest in the music game. And then you're like, wait, what are.
I forgot about them.
Lord.
Yeah.
Would I never be royal? I looked her up. I think she's still pretty successful, but it's like, we don't know her like Post Malone anymore.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh yeah.
Success is like, you can get lucky one time, but like, yeah, yeah, you got to have some talent.
Like I know this one dude who I think is, does it right and tries to be creative, but he was big on Vine and he's still making his content. And I just kind of follow him and have, every now and then notice, I'm like, the views are ever declining and this and that. I'm just like, number one, sure, at some point I'm going to hit my peak and like, who knows? Hopefully it's a long time from now, but you just wonder like, yeah, it's, at some point some people don't adapt or this and that.
There's that weird. There's that one guy we know whose main brand is using his, not using, utilizing his much, much older family member. And I feel like she's been on the verge of ending her time on Earth for a few years now. She's still sticking around, but it's like
in her 90s. Yeah.
Yeah. Like his entire brand is her being funny. It's going to be interesting to see what he does.
But I do feel like that. Yeah. You guys need to know who we're talking about, but he does a good job of, he's gotten some views without her and he's pretty savvy.
He's so always up to something at least.
Yeah. Do less guests. Yeah. Hit the comments on the website, hit the email, do less guests, plural, at treykennedy.com. Merry Christmas, the Christmas Eve episode.
Merry Christmas.
If you're listening after the fact, you know, happy holiday season. New Year's is almost here.
Yes. Before you know it, it'll be Groundhog's Day.
So. Yeah. So thanks for being a new list guest. Get your people signed up, and we will talk to you next week, and you'll see you soon with more behind-the-scenes exclusive content.
Woo!
Peace.
Thanks for listening.